So, Dave, you're back in the UK at last. I bet that's a relief for you. And how good is it to be here, refreshed, and seeing Jamie today, getting a lot of attention for his win?
It's great to come back a winner. Number one, it's been a long trip. It's been a long, it's been a hard trip. And it was a long journey back as well, so we're a bit tired, a bit frustrating. But we were just saying, you can put up with long trips back and problems on the plane and stuff like that. When you won, you can just laugh it off, and that's what we've done. It's great to see the attention and the fuss that's being made about him. He deserves it, To go over to America once and get a win in a big fight is great. It's a fantastic achievement. But to do it twice on the bounce as well, that's special. That is.
He often talks about how much his family means to him and how much that's helped him. Yeah. The other side of it is, I guess, that you're out there and you're away from your family. So does that sort of add to the challenge of this?
Yeah, it's for me, it's very hard because I like being around my kids and my missus, and we're very similar. We do the same things. We do everything together. The first thing I did yesterday, we got off the flight, went straight to Sky, did his filming, and we drove straight up, got in. Had a quick freshen up and I said, right, come on in. We went out for dinner, but went shopping for my little boy and stuff like that. And, I just like being around my kids and my family. So it was really hard. In the day, we were having 3 sessions a day, so the days broke up. But then it gets to 9 o'clock at night, and I don't sleep much. So like 9 o'clock all the way through the night, I'm bored, and that's when you miss your family a lot. But the thing is when you win, when you win, the first person you want to share it with is your family, your wife, your kids. And when you lose, your wife and kids are there for you. So we won. I went straight outside. Somebody went backstage, rang my missus up, and it was quite an emotional conversation. It was just absolutely buzzing, just over the moon. A lot of tension, a lot of relief just comes off your shoulders. You know what I mean? And it's just great. It's great to win.
I remember someone telling me a few years ago that Jamie was the genuine superstar actually in South Yorkshire, and this Cal was coming along that keep an eye on Jamie McDonald. It seems like he's really delivered on that potential since you and he got together initially promoting, and now you've been training him as well. What have you worked with him on? What has he been able to do to take himself to this level?
I think the thing is that it's all right me saying, I can see improvements in fighters, and we're working on this, we're working that, and I can. The main thing is when a fighter sees it, and when I was showing Jim the videos of sparring, bits of pads, but mainly sparring that we're doing out in Texas, he was saying, I can see what we're working on. He was talking to his brother saying, I can see it, I can see what we're working on. I can see my head movement, I can see, his jab, everything about him, what he was doing, and because they see it, they believe it, and they want to work at it even more, and they're more focused on doing it because they know it works. And then that's what you saw on Saturday night, he basically did what we'd worked on, and it's very rare that you can get a fighter to actually go out there and do exactly what you want him to, and he pretty much did that. He boxed fantastic. There's still one or two things that needs to become more natural for him, and also that he needs to work on, like squaring the ring off a little bit. It wasn't doing that, but there are things that come in time. You can't have everything all just fold, fall into place in one night. So he did fantastic, and like I said, the main thing is that he sees it as improving. He sees that what we're working on behind closed doors works, and therefore he's going to want to work on it more.
You've had a chance to watch it back now, so was there any controversy in that fight then or what?
No, do you know what, when it was live, I thought we've won this without a shadow of a doubt. What I said before we went out there, I wanted him to dominate, and I didn't want it to be close, because I didn't believe if it was a close fight, I didn't believe we'd get it, and I wanted to make sure that we didn't allow Kameda to steal the end of the rounds like he did in the first fight, the last 30 seconds and so on. And then when it came to I think the last couple of rounds, Barry Earn told me that the American TV had Kameda. So all of a sudden you're worrying, you think, what? But because you think, well, American TV, I wonder how judges are scoring it. So round 11, I said to Jamie, I need you to win this round. I need you, whatever you do, you win this round. Because I knew that Kameda were going to come out and need to, put it on him for the last 2 rounds. And if they win in 11th, the round 12 is a long round. It's a long round, and it's nippy bum time. But he went out and he absolutely dominated 11th, and that put Kameda back in his place for and then he sealed it. We knocked down in the 12th. But then when the commentator come over and said the first words out of his mouth, I thought it was quite disrespectful, to be honest. Just came straight over and says, Jamie, a controversial points victory. I looked at him, I thought, you are? I was absolutely gobsmacked. But looking it back on TV, I watched it late last night.
But do you feel fortunate that you've got the win then? If people are thinking that way, do you almost feel like you're lucky then to come on?
No, because my belief is the PBC, I wanted to create superstars for their channel, for their fighters, their stable. So they're buying this airtime and putting the fighters on network TV. Majority of people that are watching it aren't boxing experts. So they're creating a brand and not mind control, not brainwashing, but influencing people who don't know anything about boxing. So I don't know anything about snooker or whatever, and I could go along to a snooker match, not have a clue I'm watching, and somebody I'm sat with tell me how brilliant he is, So then I'm going to keep an eye out for this kid. Now, an expert will tell me he's absolutely useless. Do you know what I mean? And that's the same thing with boxing. If people are telling somebody that they don't know, you know, that don't know what they're watching, that this is happening, they believe that. So I think that what they're trying to do is trying to create stars. Every replay was shown was a Kameda shot landing, not a McDonald's shot landing. So I just think that's what they're trying to do. But when it comes down to the judging, the judges did the job, and that's not their job to influence the fans. They don't care about what the fans are thinking. They're there to do a job, and wrongly or rightly, sometimes they go about and they do that. And, you know, thankfully they did it right this time, and they just focused on what was happening in the ring.
Well, it's a very exciting time for Jamie now, and I think we all can't wait. We're all going to be asking, who's he going to fight next, Dave? I mean, what do you think's going to be lined up for him now then?
Well, we're already talking about things now. Heyman's people have been onto us already. You know, there's a few options. We can do bantamweight, we can do super bantamweight. There's a lot of fights out there, a lot of big fights. When he steps up, there's a lot of big fights. There's your Quigs, your Framptons, Santa Cruz's, you know, Abnamara's. There's a lot of massive fights with big names. But there may be one left at bantamweight that we can take. So we'll see. Listen, Jamie wants the big fights and the big money. So we'll see what's out there, really.
And if you're going back over there, are you going to put a little word in for New York instead of on the East Coast, maybe?
I've already spoke to Ames guy, Louis DeCuba, who last time promised me that we were going to bring us out to New York or LA, and I seen him as I was coming out the ring. I just grabbed hold of his hand and just, listen, I'll keep coming out of Texas if it means we keep winning. But at the airport we had a chat, and he says, nice, you know, next time we'll bring you somewhere nice. It's, you know, I think they're done with Texas. I think the only reason why we kept going to Texas was because Kameda's from Mexico and it's just across the border. So now we've got rid of Kameda, I don't think we'll be going to Texas again.
Yeah, and just one final one. I mean, for all you've achieved in the sport, these last maybe year or two, you work with Tony Bellew and you work with Jamie now. Is this right up there? Is this the top of it?
Yeah, it is. It's massive. Listen, I've had some great times. I've had some great times with Haymaker, working with David A., George Groves, you know, Curtis Woodhouse. Kell Brook won a British title with me. Ryan Rose won a British, European, and fought for the WBC world title with me. So they were special times. They were special times. But then to have gone away from it and come back, and the guys that I'm working with now and the success that we're having now, it's special. I'd won, as a trainer and world title fights, I'd won every title from a Masters to an Area to a British, to a Commonwealth European, but I've never won a world title fight. So I've kind of taken that box now, so I've won a world title fight. So I feel a little bit, you know, a little bit happy with that. That monkey's off my back now, so I can just relax and enjoy what I'm doing mainly.
Well done.